With a look back at our last school board meeting in School District 200, we were able to catch up with District 200 Chair Carrie Tate.
We had a meeting on Wednesday, January 24th, and we were presented with the Rotary Students of the Month, which was exciting to see and hear all the great things that those kids are up to. One big topic that we had that I encourage parents to go listen to the meeting and check out is there's a proposal to actually move the 7th and 8th grade middle school football program to Little Raiders. So there's a lot of great information. There were a lot of the questions that were asked about that potential move. We are going to be adding that to our agenda for a vote at our February regular board meeting, which will be on February 21st. So if parents want to check that out and give us some feedback, that would be really appreciated. That's kind of a big deal for some families.
We're always trying to save some money in the district, and I asked Tate if moving football to Little Raiders in middle school will be a way to save money in the future for the district.
You know what? I don't know the answer to that. The biggest reason for this push is because most of the districts in our conference have switched to a traveling football model, and so the 7th and 8th grade teams have had a really hard time finding other teams to play against. And so this would give them a lot more opportunity of kids to compete against. And so it just better opportunity for them to play more games and be able to participate more.
It's also wonderful each month when the Rotary is able to honor kids that make a difference in our community. And when they get to come into the school board meetings, that's even better.
I really think it's just amazing. And now, as part of the presentation that we got, all the board members are being invited to go to those Rotary breakfasts so that we can actually be even more of a part of it, which I'm excited about. So I just think it's fantastic, you know, to recognize these kids and all their accomplishments. It's amazing to hear what they're up to and what their plans are for the future. And so, yeah, it's a really positive program, and I love seeing these kids come forward.
Tate also ties up some loose ends on some of the other issues that came up during the council meeting this past week.
Well, there were a couple of policies that were introduced. I know last time I talked to you about the public input being added back into our meetings. I have not heard back from legal quite yet, so we are still moving down that path, but just waiting for that input to be able to pull the trigger on that. We have to revamp one of our policies because it had a lot of language in it about specifics with this. So we're pulling that out and putting it into a procedure. Policies have to go through multiple readings over several meetings where procedures do not. So this will just make it easier for next year. For example, when we vote at the organizational meeting on public comment, where that's going to be housed, then we won't have to revamp the policy again. We just update the procedure and it's done. So that's moving along. And then we did adopt policy 215, which is addressing school board member violations. This was started to be reviewed back in, I believe it was September. So this has kind of been a bit of a hot topic, and it's basically been stripped down to only align with state statutes, which is that board members may be removed from the board by a simple majority vote for just cause, which we've defined just cause as willfully violating law. So that's a pretty big change with that, and the procedure that went along with that is not going to be used because the assumption is, of course, if anybody's breaking the law, we're going to go right to legal and follow their direction. So that's a fairly big update. Those are kind of the two big policy updates we had. We also approved replacing the Hastings High School bleachers. So that's a pretty big project coming up. Anybody who has maybe participated in some of the community ed sports and that kind of stuff, you may have been impacted by when the bleachers have broken. So they are at the end of their lifespan and time that we need to do something about it. We adopted a resolution to accept our donations, and we took in, I believe it was $167,000 worth of community donations between October and December. So that's just phenomenal, and just really appreciate the community support.
The next School District 200 board meeting will be on February 21st.